Third Perek of Peah, Mishnah Ches. This is another Mishnah of Halachas that the issue of Kaka Kosu, a small piece of land, are relevant. So, a person in the La'avdai, Yosef ben Chayim. The person writes over to his servant, this is the Eved Kanani, which technically belongs to the master. He writes a document that all my nechasim, all my entire estate is going over to you, the Eved, since the Eved is part of his estate, part of the master's estate, basically including the status, you're getting everything and yourself, you're going to be a ben chayim. Now, Shia Kaka Kosher lo yotze ben chayim. The Tanakhama holds a very interesting thing. If he says that I'm telling you, I'm giving you my entire estate except for one small piece of land, the Eved does not go free. Now, it's a little strange, why not? He said everything except for the piece of land. He did not exclude the Eved. But the logic of the Tanakhama is that since there's a certain contradiction in his statement, originally he wrote, Kol Nechasai, I'm giving you everything. And then he says, I'm leaving out something. So the fact that he said, I'm leaving out something, contradicts his original statement that I'm giving you everything. And therefore, we throw out that original statement of I'm giving you everything. They didn't really mean that. He just said that to make the evidence feel good. But when he contradicted that statement by saying that he's leaving out something, we say he didn't mean to give him anything. Not only did he not mean to give him anything, he did not mean to give the evidence his own rights to himself. And since the evidence remains an evidence, he doesn't get anything. Because as long as he's an evidence, everything he owns, everything the evidence owns, belongs to the master. And Shimon says, no, we split up his statement and we say that he said originally Kol Nechasai, he still means Kol Nechasai, except for that one thing which he left. And since he only left a piece of property and not the Eved, so the Eved will go free and we'll get everything except for a specific piece of property. But if he says, I'm giving everything to you, my Eved, except for 1/10,000 of my estate, since he didn't specify that I'm leaving out a karka, which is not the Eved, then we always say that if he's saying I'm leaving out a certain percentage, that percentage he means I'm leaving out the Eved himself, and then the Eved will not go free.